The Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, is a global humanitarian fund with a current annual target of $450 million U.S. dollars. CERF pools contributions from various donors, mainly from member states or governments, but also from foundations in the private sector and individuals as well. This money is set aside for immediate use in times of crisis, for example, when people are affected by natural disasters and armed conflict, when they need help immediately. So, for example, after Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines last November, CERF allocated $25 million to assist the startup of activities to make sure that operations could start as soon as possible. With money at hand, organizations such as the World Food Program can provide food during droughts, UNICEF can keep children safe during conflict, the World Health Organization can provide medical care after an earthquake, or the UN Refugee Agency can quickly buy tents to shelter people who have fled their homes in a war zone. So most lives are saved in the immediate aftermath of a crisis, such as a cyclone or a tsunami. That's why it's important that emergency relief operations get underway very quickly. So CERF's rapid response grants are approved in as little as 48 hours, so the money can go to the crisis as soon as possible while governments are doing their fundraising and individuals are gathering funding as well for those emergencies. But CERF also supports another critical function, which is providing funding to the world's most neglected or forgotten crises. When a crisis is front page news, donors are motivated to help. Individuals see it on TV and they're motivated to give funding. But it's always much harder to raise funds when disasters fade from the headlines. And because an emergency is not front page news, does not mean that people's needs are any less urgent. So CERF helps address this imbalance through its underfunded emergencies window 2 times per year. And about 1/3 of CERF's annual budget goes to underfunded emergencies. Since its inception in 2006, CERF has given $3.6 billion to crises around the world. Of that, $1.2 billion has been given to forgotten or underfunded crises.
Which countries were selected this year?
During the first round of the underfunded emergencies in 2014, almost $95 million was allocated to 11 countries. That was Chad, Djibouti, Haiti, Mali, Sudan, Yemen, Colombia, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Myanmar, Pakistan, and Uganda. For this round, we have allocated $75 million to ensure that life-saving relief work continues in two of the world's most neglected regions, as you mentioned, the West Africa Sahel and the Horn of Africa. And this regional approach really allows us to maximize CERF's impact. The countries in the Horn will receive $44.5 million. The largest single allocation of $20 million will go to Somalia, where 2.9 million people are struggling to feed themselves. Humanitarian agencies in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Eritrea will receive $12 million, $10 million, and $2.5 million, respectively. So for the Sahel, another $30.5 million will allow aid agencies to boost emergency operations in 7 countries in the Sahel, including Niger, Cameroon, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Mauritania, Nigeria, and Gambia.
What will the money be spent on?
As I had mentioned previously, it goes to the most urgent and life-saving activities. So it's really meant, CERF funds are there early, they're there very quickly, and it's meant to jumpstart life-saving activities while other funding gets raised for the longer term.
Given the current economic crisis, has it become more difficult to raise money for humanitarian causes?
Yes, the economic crisis is always a factor in governments and individuals' ability to provide funding to these types of activities, these types of crises. However, I think really more concerning for us are the humanitarian trends and the ever-increasing needs that we see. As we've seen through last year and this year with the crises in South Sudan and refugees fleeing across borders, as well as in Central African Republic and Syria as well, there are very big crises that have regional implications. And that's one thing that we're trying to help mitigate or prevent is a worsening food insecurity in the Sahel and in the Horn of Africa with this underfunded emergencies allocation.